Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. That was some game last night, Tony. Tough for you to work after you stay up really late like that, isn't it?
I'm Frank Isola. Apparently so.
Oops. Frank!
Couldn't make it.
Frank, good to have you.
The game did end before midnight, though. It did beat.
That means Tony had only been asleep 2 hours and 40, 250 by then.
You had to stay up for the fourth quarter. It was worth it.
You had to stay up for the fourth quarter. There's absolutely no question about that. Welcome to PTI. Working one day this week apparently was enough for Mr. Tony. So I'm delighted to be joined by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
Wow. They still like me in D.C. Good
Big
to know.
Big ovation. We have to begin with Georgia beating Alabama for the national championship. The game was tight until late in the fourth when the Bulldogs scored on a deep ball and then again on an interception return. Alabama's Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Bryce Young said the loss is on him. Frank, that can't be how you see it, or is it?
Nah, that's great leadership by him. And he did throw the ball, you know, a season high 57 times. He did not have a great game. He was missing, you know, a couple of receivers, which certainly would have helped. But I'm going to give a lot of the credit to Georgia's defense, much like Alabama's defense. Michael, how about the way that those guys play? They're all fast. They all hit hard. Both quarterbacks were basically running for their lives the entire game. The first half was a field goal kicking contest. That's why, for me, in that fourth quarter, the difference was after Georgia fell behind 18-13, and then you had the kid, Stetson Bennett, who on the previous possession had that brutal fumble. He's on the sideline. They're showing him. He looks like he's completely out of it. The last thing you expect, he comes in the game. Next thing you know, he throws four straight completions. They scored two touchdowns. That's a great story. From walk-on to junior college, then to leading Georgia to their first national title in 40 years. Pretty impressive.
Well, that big bomb of a pass that you referred to, Frank, that's the game. I mean, it turns it right there. All of the momentum that you felt Alabama had because of the previous set of circumstances, it's gone. It's gone with that. But like you, this was not – I know the quarterbacks had to make some plays. Not a quarterback game. This is not a quarterback showcase. This was a showcase for people in the trenches because that is the linemen in that game. All right, I'm talking about backups. We're talking about a bunch of people we're going to see play on Sunday. They controlled the line of scrimmage. The reason Alabama had to throw the ball that frequently is because they could not run the ball at all. When have you seen an Alabama running game stuffed like it was? Georgia's defensive front, and I guess we should really talk about the front seven, and then Alabama's too. Both sets of linemen were spectacular. That's why field goals were controlling the game until late. Nobody could get anything going. And Bryce Young, no. That kid's too good. I'll take him right now. If they were going to play again tomorrow, and good for, I mean, Georgia to maintain this sort of disposition, probably a simmering anger, if you will. Remember how the San Antonio Spurs did that for a whole season after they lost to LeBron in Miami?
That's right.
And Pop and his team and his coaching staff, they kept that boil. That's what Kirby did with his team all season long. And so kudos to Georgia. But that game is not about quarterbacks. That game is about big uglies, as the great John Madden and others used to say.
Yes, seven straight wins Alabama had over Georgia before last night. You know, there was that play after Alabama scores. You know, Bryce Young, they're going to go for the two-point conversion. I wasn't crazy about the play. Then he's trying to run it into the end zone. How quickly did the defense on Georgia catch him?
Man,
they were just
to catch
so
him.
Fast, so dominant. Yeah. That was the strength of the team all year. That's why what Bryce Young did a few weeks back when he had over 400 yards is so impressive.
Yeah.
But, Michael, how many terrific players are out on that field? And I listen, no disrespect to any of the conferences in football, including your beloved Big Ten. It's like those teams are just playing at a different level, a different speed last night.
Frank, it seemed like each one of those teams, just of the people who were on the field constantly, like there were 12 to 15 guys that
I know
absolutely for certain have to be first, maybe second round draft picks over time, because a lot of those kids are freshmen. They got to stay in school 3 years. They're going to be going anywhere for a couple of years. Just loaded, a field loaded with, as the coaches like to say in college, Sunday players.
Yeah.
Sunday players, not just Saturday players.
And everyone thinks that Alabama's team next year is going to be even better than this year's team. They're going to be bringing
already
a lot of players back.
Already
by the way, Nick Saban now 25-2 against former assistants. Both losses this year, however. Pretty interesting. All right, in the hours before last night's game, the leaders of the college football playoff failed to come up with an expansion agreement. Some are backing a 12-team field,
Boo.
Others an 8-team field,
Boo.
And some want to keep it at four, like Michael Wilbon.
Yes, sir.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said the group didn't come close to reaching an unanimous vote, and SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey sounded particularly frustrated. Mike, are the holdouts right to put the brakes on expansion?
Yeah, it's probably put the brakes temporarily on expansion of the playoff. Yeah, yeah. You don't need eight, much less 12. I don't even want to do 12. Just put that in the circular file. We don't need to see 12. The games aren't that competitive. Of course the SEC is disappointed because the SEC thinks that it should have eight teams all by itself in the playoff.
That's right.
And, you know, I mean, I guess if you live in one of those zip codes or area codes, that's fine. For the rest of the world, that's not particularly fine. And we're acknowledging the superiority of their product in saying that. But, no, it is not time to expand. You had these blowouts in their Final Four, if you will, Frank, and nothing – look, I don't think there's anything can be done or should be done. The SEC is superior. Keep the structure you've got until you see these other conferences, including mine, the Big Ten, prove that they belong and that they're a threat to the SEC. So if it stays four teams, you can put three SEC teams in next year for all I care. Keep it at four.
Well, you know, my thing would be, you know, the bowl games become so meaningless when you have these two semifinal games. You know, my thing would be either just pick two teams after you play all the bowl games. That would make more of the bowl games meaningful. But I really don't have a problem with eight if you do it this way. You can have all the conference winners get in. You have a couple of wild cards and play the first round games at the higher seeded home field. So this way, no, I'm going to play them on campus.
Okay.
Then when you get down to the Final Four, then you go to a bowl and obviously the national championship game. I think eight is a reasonable number because now you're giving everyone a chance and maybe you will get the opportunity for an upset. I think what hurt the playoff this year, it's not so much that Michigan lost the way that they did. If Cincinnati could have kept it close, even if they had lost on a field goal, people want to see the underdog. Why do people love the NCAA tournament so much, especially the early rounds? They like seeing upsets. You don't really get that here in the college football playoff.
But you're not going
to get it. It seems to be this same. But if you have eight, there's more of a chance you're opening the field up to more schools.
Yeah, but Frank, if you're playing those games on the home fields of the higher seed,
you're
going to get
more
blowouts.
Them with something.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you that people want to see more people in it. I agree. I'm just saying college football is not the same animal as college basketball. College football ain't going to have those upsets. College basketball is because of the nature of the game, the three-point shot, the distribution of just incredible talent across America in a way that it is not in college football. Yeah. And it is not going to be in college football. The SEC, that small region of the country, is going to, for the foreseeable future, dominate the access, all right? The talent, it is. Yeah. It just isn't not going to be these upsets. And people are going to look at these playoff games and go, oh.
All right. If you're asking me, do I think Alabama, most often than not, is going to be the last team standing or one of the last two teams?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I could see eight teams. I could live with that.
Okay. All right. We're going to move, after we agree to disagree, Frank and I, we're going to move to the NFL. Tony and I already named Aaron Rodgers the MVP of the NFL season. But Buccaneers coach Bruce Arians sees it differently. Arians told reporters yesterday that it would be a travesty, to use his word, if Tom Brady didn't win the award. Most completions ever, he says. 5,000 yards, touchdowns, the whole nine yards. To me, it's not even a close race, close quote. Frank, are you buying Arians hot air, just blowing up his boy like this so he can win the MVP race?
Yeah, that's pretty smart by Bruce Arians. Of course, you're going to publicly support your guy, Tom Brady. I will say this, and I know you can't judge it based on age. If Tom Brady's 30 years old and he's putting up these stats, it should matter just as much now that he's 44. But Michael, leads the league in completions, attempts, yards, and touchdowns. Only Drew Brees and Peyton Manning have ever led the league in all four categories in the same season. I think what hurts him, and the game for me sticks out like a sore thumb, is that game against New Orleans.
Yeah.
And the way that they lost that.
9-0.
Because you know what? Rodgers, I get it, had the COVID game where he didn't play against Kansas City, but they still finished, was the number one seed in the much tougher conference, and the guy had, let's face it, a brilliant year. You can make the case for Brady, but for my money, it's still Aaron Rodgers.
You can make the case for Brady. I don't want to hear it's a travesty. I mean, Bruce Arians has become one of those guys who it was once upon a time refreshing to hear him. And now you're just like, please, where's the remote? Can I just change off of Bruce Arians?
Wow.
Yeah, because it's just, when it's hot air all the time, then there's no value to when he says something that matters, okay? So don't tell me it's a travesty that Aaron Rodgers could be voted the MVP, because if Bruce Arians coached Aaron Rodgers, that's who he'd be filling in his ballot. So I don't want to hear this, I don't want to hear this other garbage, okay? You can vote either one of those guys. You can cast your ballot for MVP for either one of them. But 9-0 to New Orleans is a beatdown, okay?
That's a tough one.
Late in the season. And I know Brady didn't have all his weapons. But, I mean, I'm sorry. He's throwing the ball every down. Of course, he should have more yards and more completions and more touchdowns. Everybody throws it a lot. But, my goodness, the Brady had to do that this year with some of the absences, including Fournette's late. But don't tell me Aaron Rodgers getting to, as you said, the number one seed in the tougher conference is not an accomplishment worth paying attention to. And Arians doesn't believe that either. And if we were sitting privately having a beverage, he wouldn't try to push that garbage past anybody.
But by the way, Leonard Fournette is supposed to play this weekend. Same thing on defense with Jason Pierre-Paul.
Glad to hear they're back.
Shaq Barrett. But here is the thing, though, about Tom Brady. The greatness of him, he's won the MVP 3 times.
Yeah.
He's won the Super Bowl MVP 5 times.
Yeah.
How about that?
Listen, that's
what
you're
always
going to
judge Tom
right?
Brady on his postseason and Super Bowls more so than his regular season accomplishments.
Agreed. Let's take a break. But coming up, the Dubs and the Grizz play tonight.
Oh, boy.
Klay Thompson or Ja Morant? Who's the bigger reason to watch?
So good to see Klay Thompson back. And the Bengals haven't won a playoff game in 31 years. Michael Wilbon was 10 at the time.
I covered it.
So should we really expect them to beat the Raiders on Saturday?
Seriously, covered the game when Cincinnati won its last playoff game. The Boomer.
Give me
Boomer
your lead.
Boomer was a quarterback.
To the game.
The what?
Your lead. Your opening.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Time for toss up. 2 men enter. Frank takes another chin. What's first?
Toss up. Who are you more interested in watching tonight, Klay Thompson or Ja Morant?
Listen, this becomes easy for me, Frank. Klay Thompson going to the Hall of Fame straight away, right now, all right? He's on my ballot, a proper ballot for top 75 of all time. I mean, Klay Thompson is important to the league historically. Ja Morant in any of that yet, and yet, when I turn on tonight, I'm turning on to watch Ja, because this is like watching any of the great Allen Iverson going back further, David Thompson. I mean, you can go straight up through Jordan. This kid is box office. He does spectacular acrobatic things that Klay Thompson wouldn't dream of doing. Klay would say, give me the ball from three. Don't waste my time doing that. These are different animals. Ja Morant, this is for people who are true junkies. Because the other people are saying, well, can the Lakers climb back in it? No, get up to date. Turn on, watch Ja Morant, settle back, get some popcorn, shut up.
Yeah, it was fun seeing Klay Thompson last week, but Draymond Green's not going to play again. That's when I want to see the Warriors, when they have all their guys back.
Yeah.
Draymond's supposed to sit out tonight's game. He's got the calf injury. I'm going to go with Ja Rule. By the way, that's a little hip-hop reference for you right there, Michael. Do you know, here's what's amazing. The guy's had a great run. I watched him last week against Brooklyn. He scored 18 in the third quarter, by far the best player on the court. It wasn't even close, and Kevin Durant was in that game. They went 10-2 without him. He comes back, they lose two in a row. Now they've won nine in a row. He missed one of those games as well. What's amazing is I think, much like Luka being out as long as he was, and I think Ja Morant being out, now that he's back, I think he has a lot more trust in his teammates where he feels, I don't have to take 25 shots a game, 30 shots a game for us to win. He has been off the charts spectacular. And by the way, they're 28-14. If they played in New York, L.A.,
people
Chicago, we'd be going nuts about the Memphis Grizzlies.
But, you know, New Yorkers like Tony, like my dear friend and co-host Tony, they want to acknowledge in Memphis, can we get to that? It's a flyover state.
Yeah.
Ja is the most exciting player in the game today. He just is. His defensive plays are unbelievably exciting. And no, half the country doesn't know. And as I said yesterday, when we get out of football season sometime in late April, people might actually consume Ja Morant and see how entertaining he is.
And Mike, the saddest part about it is I hope this doesn't become a Kevin Durant, Greg Oden thing, because you know Ja was his second overall pick.
He was.
Zion Williamson was first. We haven't heard from him all season.
I know. Let's hope it is not that. By the way, G12, Kendrick Perkins' nickname, Gangsta 12 for Ja Morant. Gotta like that. What's next?
Toss-up, more likely to win Saturday's playoff game, the Raiders or the Bengals?
You know, my fundamental problem here, Frank, is that, I mean, I covered the league back when the Bengals were good, when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. Yes, they did, with my dear friend Boomer Esiason leading that team. But since then, Frank, you can't count on them. They win three in a row. You go, okay, they're going to get the fourth. They're on a roll. They've turned it. No, then they lose three straight. This doesn't happen like once every couple of years. This doesn't happen every year. It happens every year back to 1991. They're not trustworthy. I'm not saying the Raiders are particularly. I'm not ready to go despite the presence of the Raiders in Vegas now and all the betting. Yeah. I'm not ready to go to the window on the Raiders, but the Bengals, wake me when they actually, like the Chargers, wake me when they actually close, so I got to go with the Raiders by default.
Yeah, but the Bengals had a terrific game a few weeks ago against the Kansas City Chiefs.
They did.
Essentially knocked Kansas City out of the number one spot, and that combination of Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, that's going to be something we're going to see for at least the next 10 years. These two teams played, by the way, in November in Vegas, and the Raiders lost 32-13. So the Bengals took care of them. Here's what's amazing about Cincinnati. We talk so much about how inept the Lions are. You realize the Lions, the Detroit Lions, that team have won a playoff game more recently than Cincinnati.
Yes.
How is that even possible?
31 years. Frank, you know how you say Ja'Marr Chase and Burrow, we're going to see that. We thought we were going to see Icky Woods and the Icky Shuffle for a few more years, too. And we didn't. And we could bring up all the names of the players that got them to the Super Bowl. And they just didn't. I'm fine with the narrative changing and Cincinnati winning and having a run, but I ain't
quick turnaround. Quick turnaround for the Raiders. Though,
yes,
Sunday
it
night.
Is. That's it. We're taking one last break, but still to come, the defending champs are suddenly struggling.
And does a one seed for Novak Djokovic mean he'll be playing the Australian Open?
Has Ja Rule, like, given permission for that nickname to be transferred to Ja, to this Ja?
Ja Morant's the new Ja in town.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 62nd birthday, one day early, to Dominique Wilkins, the 9-time All-Star Hall of Famer and member of the NBA's 75th anniversary team. Neek averaged more than 26 points per game in his 11-plus seasons in Atlanta. He was known, of course, as a human highlight film for his acrobatic dunks and won 2 slam dunk championships. While he never made even the conference finals, much less the finals, Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas, and Michael Jordan stood in his way. He did win a EuroLeague championship in 1996 while playing in Greece. I just saw him in Brooklyn a month ago, Frank. He looks like right now he could go out and get 15-8. Dominique looks great.
Remember that classic Game 7 against Boston? He had 47. Bird had 34, 20 in the fourth quarter. That was a classic matchup. By the way, Dominique was at the University of Georgia the last time the football team won the national championship.
He and Herschel at the same time.
Pretty good.
How about that? Seriously.
Pretty good.
Happy anniversary, John Elway. On this day, 35 years ago, the Hall of Fame quarterback led the Broncos on a 15-play, 98-yard drive that culminated with a 5-yard pass to Mark Jackson with 37 seconds left to tie the Brownies. The Broncos won on a field goal in overtime, and the drive became one of the great moments in NFL playoff history. Elway won league MVP that year, but the Broncos lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl 39-20. Elway played in 5 Super Bowls total, winning his last 2, and he now runs the Broncos.
Yeah, that's the drive that kind of started the legend of John Elway. Also, remember, the late, great Dan Reeves was on the sideline. And then for Cleveland, it was the next year where Ernest Byner fumbled.
That's right. And I was standing
a lot of misery
on the sideline, Frank. Reporters could go down to the sideline then, right there on the field watching Elway. One of my favorite moments. Happy trails to a second straight game for the Milwaukee Bucks. LaMelo Ball hit the go-ahead floater in Charlotte last night for 2 of his 23. This came just 2 nights after the Hornets beat the Bucks by 8 in Milwaukee. The defending champs have now lost 4 of 5 and have 3 days off to regroup before hosting the Warriors Thursday. Meanwhile, the Hornets find themselves 3 games over 500 in the 8th slot in the East. They're in Philly tomorrow night to face the Sixers, to whom they've lost, brace yourself, Frank, 16 straight. 16!
By the way, Joel Embiid has scored at least 30 points in 7 straight games. I want to give you something on the Hornets because I know you study the schedule. Do you realize the Hornets have played 7 more road games
than home games? Yeah.
And they have both West Coast trips all the way out of the way.
They can make up some ground.
Home games.
You know, they can
big time.
I mean, they can look at, you know, what? 6.
Avoid the play-in tournament.
6 and yes, above the play-in tournament will be 6 in the conference. We are running out of show. Let's go to the big finish. Novak Djokovic is listed as the top seed on the men's side of the Australian Open. What does that mean, Frank?
Well, I'm not surprised by that, but we don't know if the government is going to allow him to play. You know that the Australian Open, really the 4th Open of all the majors, they want him in there. Evgeny Malkin could make his season debut for the Penguins tonight against the Ducks. Is this a big deal?
Well, you add the 9-time All-Star and former MVP to a team that's won 10 straight recently. Pittsburgh is pretty formidable. Major League Baseball and the Players Union will meet Thursday. Is that significant?
Yeah. Spring training is supposed to start in about a month and a half. Mookie Betts bowled his 4th career 300 game. Are you impressed?
Yes. Supposed to be 300 game. I've been bowling for 50 years. I don't have a 300 game. 240, I think, is my top. Last one, Colin Chu tonight. Number 19, Texas Tech at number 1, Baylor. You smell an upset?
No. By the way, Baylor has won 69 of their last 75 games.
Formidable.
That's ridiculous. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number 1 selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.